We're on page 55. There's a moich, there's a way to think that's called the moich of Chochmah. And one of the big chidushim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, chidush because it's something that was, but like everything the Baal Shem that he brought back and was mechazik, was to think in a different way. To use that koach that each and every one of us was blessed with, it's called Chachma. We have a moach of Bina, and we have a moach of Chachma. We've spent already a long time talking about the moach of Chachma and the moach of Bina. And the Mechaber, the Nezi Yisrael, is explaining to us the different ways that these two people function. And we're learning at the end, the last thing we're learning is, even when it comes to Avodas Hashem, the way of Chochmah and the way of Bina are very, very different. V'im Kain, on page 55, on top. V'im Kain, Behayos HaMachshava Asuk B'matzov HaNechochi Shel HaNefesh Imar Omosog B'meh Kfar Husag Klapi HaShi'ifa. We're talking about a very big Yirei Shemayim. A God-fearing, sincere Oyvan Hashem, who is looking at life and his Avodas Hashem with the Bina mind, and in that way of thinking, it usually comes back to himself. In this case, in a very nice way. Meaning, what have I accomplished so far in my Avodas Hashem? How am I doing with this mitzvah? Am I living up to Hashem's expectations of me in my learning right now, in my kima mitzvah? Now, all of this is very, very nice. However, when it comes to achieving a true relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that could be a very big impediment. He explains, "B'me ovra lai ad ata." Remember, the mayor of New York City used to say, "How am I doing?" He used to always go on the radio and the television and would say, "How am I doing?" It was, "How am I doing?" I thought it had a lot with gaiva and other things. But even when it comes to a sincere person's Avodas Hashem, this cheshbon, that it always comes back to oneself, "How am I doing?" Not to say that one doesn't have to make it the right time, to have a time set aside for making a cheshbon and nefesh. But the focus of one's Avodas Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not yourself. And the nature of Bina, remember, Bina is that quality, that way of thinking that is mishabe the person to the details and the particulars as opposed to the bigger picture. So these thoughts of how am I doing now? Am I living up to my own expectations? And so on and so forth. All of these, the Nezi Yisrael writes, it's a guarantee that you're getting further away from the Mitzias of Ruchnias. You're becoming more bound to yourself and less connected to God. He's going to give specific examples of how to climb out of this. The more person is able to tear himself away from the four amos, the four feet of tzimtzum, of smallness, and va'ani, it's always about me. Where am I holding? How am I doing? The more person can get out of that, the more a person can break away from the smallness of himself and to attach himself, like to fly with the wings of his thoughts and feelings, to a mitzias, to the mitzias of ruchnias that's there. That's the way of Chochmah. Then you will become more dovuk, more connected to that mitzias of Hashem, and to that mitzvah of ruchnius. tachas machshavas al hamizgeres ha'atzmis, instead of thinking all the time about yourself, how from you are, how not from you are, mandvia b'moach machshavas misug achelagamri, they flow into the mind an entirely different way of thinking. Hine oimed ani lahitzi dvar Torah mipi, I'm about to say a dvar Torah. Lachshav arotzna Hashem esbar. I'm thinking about the Rosh of Hashem. In other words, the focal point here is a Dvar Torah, not I and my Dvar Torah, but the Torah is Hashem. Lachshav al Ritzayin Hashem is Baruch. To think about the Rosh of Hashem. Lachil b'machshavti es machshavas alakusi is Baruch. That my mind, like we're learning in Tanya this morning, that a human mind, that my mind is able to have a connection, that a mind is able to connect, to kiv yachol, to the mind of Hashem. That I am able when I'm learning Torah, that I'm able to connect to the words of Torah that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai and that have come down to us in this time in our generation. I'm learning a black Gemara. Instead of thinking about how smart I am, how dumb I am, and whether I understand or I don't understand, of course I do my best. But right now, I have the schus to say the same words that the Tanoim and the Amoraim were saying. Gachle Kodshe Kadoshim Heim. These are fiery coals, coals of Kodshe Kadoshim. These are holy coals. Haboikim imaychi v'libi, that are coming out from my mind and my heart. Umi pesach pi usfase, that are coming out from my mouth and from my lips, that I'm saying Teres Hashem. V'harei zois mitzias bruri. This is a mitzias, regardless of what level you're on. In other words, it's not a question of who you are and how smart you are, how from you are. The mitzias is that the words that you are speaking are the words of the Tanoim and Amoraim, when you're learning. The words that you're speaking when you're learning Chumash are the words that are Hashem's words to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as we're learning in Tanya in the fourth parak, that Hashem, the Infinite One Himself, is enclosed in these words. That's not a matter of opinion. It's not a matter of how holy you are or not holy you are. It's a fact. These are the words that your mouth is uttering right now. This is what you're doing right now. Harizos mitzias bruhi. It's a fact. Harizos mitzias bruhi. She'en et liyabadim. En et liyabadim. It's not because of, well, people think, I'm not worthy, I'm worthy. That's the fact. You're reading Isha Kisazvir, you're reading those words. When you're saying those words, that's Dir Elokim Chai. Don't focus on, look who's reading these words, a person like myself. That's Bina. Bina's always, am I worthy to read these words? Maybe I shouldn't be reading these words. Who am I to read these words? These words themselves are Dir Elokim Chai. The mamish coals, fiery coals that came down from Shemayim. And they're in your mouth right now. So maybe you should talk, that's a thought that would change a person's life, to try to be a person, to be a worthy kli for these words. But it doesn't depend on you. Yosemach shavto ba, focus, think about that, about the fact, the reality. If you are doing a mitzvah, that means, like we're learning in Tanya, that means at that moment, you are mamish embracing the king, you are connecting directly to the Infinite One Himself. Period. It's a fact. It's not an opinion, it's not a concept, it's not an idea, it's the mitzias. What we learned last time was that we're not used to thinking about ruchnias as being a mitzias. We're used to thinking about ruchnias as being a concept. But that's not true. Ruchnias is a mitzias. That's the reality. When we're learning in the Sefer, what we're seeing right now, it's a fact, it's a mitzias. Think about that. Don't think about where you're holding. Don't think about whether you're getting points or you're not getting points. Connect to the reality that you're in. You're in that moment of that word of Torah. You're in that moment of a mitzvah. Think about that, about what you're doing. Think about what's happening. Don't think about yourself. The Yeheba Kula. Enter into completely. Like the Baal Shem Tov taught when Hashem told Noach to come into the Teva, right? To come into the boat. Boal Ateva. Means come into the word. Ateva means also a word in Hebrew. Teva. Come into the word. Get out of yourself. Stop thinking about yourself. Get into the Word. Same thing with davening. I'll give an example. Davening. I was thinking about, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. Kedivei Baal Shem Tov, b'makom shemachshavta shel adam, sham hu kulay. We can talk about this a lot through the Sefer, that where a person's thoughts are, the Baal Shem Tov taught, that's where the person really is. Since the essence of the person is his mind, which is the seat of the neshama, where your thoughts are, that's where you are. Sham hu kulay. Lo yachik hemena machshava. Shehi kol adam. L'sasek b'katnus v'tzimtzum. If you're going to think about small things, and to think about yourself, even to think about yourself in with the cheshbon hanefesh, such as keheichan ma'amadi, like, what does God think about my davening right now? Mahaye imi ba'avar, how did I used to daven? What was it like in the past? Ma tochniyosai la'asid, and what plans do I have to be a better Jew in the future? Those are not thoughts that you should be having by davening. You can make a time for cheshbon nefesh some other time. You take 15 minutes, a half hour, you make a cheshbon nefesh, that's fine. You make time for that a different time. But by davening, that's what you're thinking about? Where am I holding? How am I davening? What's going to be with me in the future? B'tzimtzum ha-merchav ha-nigdash el darge enoshis dala. What you've done is you have constricted, you have shrunken the great expansive holiness of the reality of being alone, kivyachol, with the Borei Olam of Hashem, and you've made it into a small human thing. Leid es hametzias haruchanis, to be aware of, what we need to be aware of when we're davening, is lifnei Hashem. Tfilo la'ani, that's all. Kiyata, if lifnei Hashem yishbeich sichai, it means that I am speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Metzias. Hashem Yisbarach has nothing else in the universe, only me. And he's leaning over and he's listening and he's watching my lips and he's listening to every word that I'm speaking. That's the Metzias. Don't think about how it was yesterday, what's going to be tomorrow. That's the Metzias right now. Connect to that Metzias. Obviously, the more that a person learns to know what is happening during davening, to understand that Metzias, then there's much, it's much easier to concentrate. If you don't know what the Metzias is, then it's hard to concentrate. But leidas hametzias haruchanis ulischaber la, and to connect to it. Leidas hametzias elokis, to know the metzias elokis, that reality of elokus, of godliness, that you're in right at that moment. If you know what tefillin are, if you know what tzitzis are, if you know what Shabbos is. So we're learning, Baruch Hashem, we started learning every Arab Shabbos, we're learning about Shabbos. All of these things that we're learning are not ideas and concepts. We're talking about the Metzias of what Shabbos is. We can connect to that Metzias in davening. We can connect to that Metzias by Zemiris. We can connect to that Metzias when it's just quiet and we can close our eyes on Shabbos and think about being in that Metzias. Think about that reality. That's what we're learning. What we're learning is not, it's not the spirituality that the Goyim talk about. It's not feelings and emotions. It's mamish what there, it's, that's what there is. It is. And when we learn these things about Shabbos, we have material in our personal arsenal to think about. To think about and to go into that world. Since we're learning in Arab Shabbos more about what does it mean to be in the Beis HaMelech, right? Klum Chaser Beis HaMelech. That's all we're learning about this whole year. That Shabbos, you're in the Beis HaMelech. I say that. The more we know about what's going on in the Beis HaMelech, the more we can think about that, right? It's a simple cheshbon. It's not, what's an idiot like me doing in the Beis HaMelech? And then you start to say, like me, and I spoke Lashon Hara 10 minutes ago, and I'm going to speak Lashon Hara 10 minutes from now. And I did this event, did that event. And I don't know how to learn, and anyway, sometimes I miss Mincha, I did this, I did that, whatever. I mean, mainly than the person's machshavas are going to a thousand other things, and they end up usually in the shmutz someplace, in the dirt. From one thing to the next thing. Because we're not in that metzias. We're not connecting to that reality. When we're learning about what Shabbos is, then we have to live in that. We have to enter into that reality. When we're learning about, when we're learning the Svarim Kedesh, when Elokus is, when we're davening, The ikkar, as I've spoken about many times, and we'll talk about here also, the ikkar is not even thinking about what every word means. It's not a class. Davening is not a shir. It's not beyer hatfila. That's the biggest thing they can do in most of the schools when they talk about davening, is beyer hatfila. To have a class to teach about that, which is fine to learn what davening means. Everybody should know what the siddur means, of course. But that's not the panemius of davening, to be able to translate the siddur to say, you know, what Rav Hirsch says, and what the Sforno says, and what the different Mepharshim say in the Pasuk, that's not talking to God. Would you like that if somebody spoke to you that way? In other words, if someone spoke to you and says, oh, listen, I want to have a discussion with you, and then you say, discussion means a conversation. A conversation means having a talk. You know, that's how you talk to someone? The ikir is lifnei Hashem, is dveikus b'Hashem, to be in the diburim, but in the diburim are words of connecting to that metzias of Hashem. That's what it means to daven. It's the ikir of davening. It's not all the perushim. And that's not the ikkar of davening. We'll talk much more about that. The ikkar is laid as a mitzvah elokis l'schaber, to connect to that mitzvah, to connect to what's to the mitzvah. Laid as a mitzvah ha'achas l'schaber leh. Zeh kol ha'adam. That's what it means to be a Jew. L'zos yikare Yehudi. That is the meaning of a Jew, a Yehudi, a Yid. Therefore, it was possible. Our enemies couldn't figure this out. That they could take a yid and they could beat him and torture him, and they couldn't take the Yiddishkeit out of him, because the yid lived in a different metzias. The fact that he lived in Warsaw, or he lived in Yemen someplace, that wasn't really where the Jew lived. That's just where he was hanging out. That's not where he lived. A Jew lives in another place. A Jew lives with the Baruch Shalom. A Jew lives with the Baruch Shalom in Yerushalayim every minute. That's where we live. That's who we really are. That's the true metzias of a Jew. Remember, where a person's thoughts are, that's where he is. That's where he is. That's why the Beit Yitzchak welcomed that person back. When he went over to Mr. Davin, he says, welcome back from Leipzig. He said, Rabbi, I never left my life. I never left Beit Yitzchak. He said, no, during Davin, you were thinking about what it's like in Leipzig. So I just want to welcome you back from Leipzig. Welcome back to Beit Yitzchak. Because that's where you are. What you're thinking of is where you are. We're going to learn a lot about that also. That's a very big cloud in the Baal Shem Tov. Where the person's thoughts are, that's where the person really is. So our enemies couldn't understand that. Because they thought that they're beating up a Jew who lives in Warsaw. That's where he paid rent. That's where he owned a house, maybe. That's where he worked. And he had an address in Warsaw. But that's not who he was. Because his mind was someplace else. His mind was somewhere else. And the person is where his mind is. And when a person lives in Yerushalayim, when a person lives in the midst, by the Kaisel, when he lives in the Metzias of Elokus, which we try to connect to in different ways with our thoughts, so then he comes to a place that's much higher than his own individual inyanim. Kach koidem kol mitzvah, so before a person does a mitzvah, it's such a good opportunity to have a true thought right before you do a mitzvah. Lahalei says to Adam to lift a person up. Kagan, for instance, shenayt al talis atfilin biyadam. Tomorrow morning, mitzvah Shem, we're all going to have the talis and tefillin. Those who are not married yet and are not sradim or yekis are going to just have tefillin, right? But we'll have talis and tefillin tomorrow morning. Just for instance, you take your towel, you throw your towels over your shoulder, and you're getting ready with your towels and tefillin. Umahara l'rega kat. Think for one second. Stop and think for one second. Hey mitzias he, shayis atfus zu. It's a mitzias that what I'm going to do right now, that I'm going to open up, I'm going to unfold this talus. Let's try this tomorrow morning. I'm going to unfold this talus, and I'm going to be misatif. Sorry, girls. I'm going to miss atif in this talus, right? I'm going to wrap this talus around me. Hey, mitzias, it's a mitzias that when I do this, I don't know what it is because I don't know these things. It's a very deep thing, but I know that by my wrapping myself in this talus, that I am wrapping myself. The reality is, I am connecting to a very high sherish in Shemayim. Milamata lamala va'alamata, and I'm causing something from below here to go up there and then to bring down Shefa here. Lekadish lataris arlam, and by doing so, somehow I am purifying and sanctifying the world. Va'ani b'saricham, and I'm also part of the world. I'm also in this world. I'm part of the world also. The ik is not me. The ik is not, I'm also in the world. Yeah, I'm also part of the world. But the ik is that through my act of being misatif in the talus and wrapping myself in the talus, this causes there to be mamish, a tidal wave up in Shemayim, and it unleashes into the world the kadshenu tahareinu, all kinds of kedushin, all kinds of tahara for the whole world. The whole world, that's a metzias. It's not an opinion. It's not that a poll was taken. It's not an editorial. It's the metzias that it releases a shefa of kedush and tahara into the world. Everything in the world is affected by that v'ani b'saychem, including me. Including me. But the ik is not me, including me. I'm also in the world. S'chusi b'yadi. What a s'chus I have. What a gewaldige schus. It's no longer a thing of who am I and I'm not worthy. It's a gewaldige schus. That's the mitzvah. Hashem wants me to put on 1,000 film. And when I do that, I'm connecting to this mitzvah. These strings over here are tied up with strings in Shemayim. And then I give a yank and it pulls down stuff from Shemayim. That's a mitzvah. It's a scientific fact in Yiddishkeit. A metaphysical reality. But not an idea or a thought, or it sounds nice, or like we were talking about this morning, it's symbolic of something. It's not a symbol. The Tao is not a symbol of anything. It is. And if one wants to know what it is, then you have to learn the Svarim. And Baruch Hashem, we have what to learn. To see what is that? What is the Taos? Schusi biyadi. But what a gewaldige schus that I have. Nivra tachtam, some person, a nivra, like, you know, from the earth, flesh and blood. Liyos mechubal mitzias zu. That's what we're learning in Tanya now. To be attached to this mitzias. Again, it's not, if I think I am worthy, I'm not, that's the mitzias. That I am right now attaching myself to this reality. And my whole heart and with my mouth, I want to thank Hashem for this chance, for this unbelievable schus. That's a chokhmah way of thinking. Now in the small letters, how would the bina person, a religious, God-fearing, we're not talking about stam, a bina way of thinking is this. Very kokach mulchar. Oh, I got the shul late. It's light. I got the shul light. Hakokach mulchar. V'hoyu yom shebehem ishkamti, I used to be able to get up earlier. V'satfusi ha'isa yaisa nala. Not only that, I didn't have to rush. I used to take more time to be able to take out my towels, to walk around a little bit, and to take more time to put it on. V'lo hispakti adayin oid amirist chashuvas. I didn't even have a chance. I got the shul light. I didn't have a chance to say a couple of psukim and, you know, some other things. I didn't even have a chance. We're talking about Yirei Shemayim. Right? We feel this wouldn't be bad. Halavai, we had such thoughts. Klal, any day, am I speak? I don't even know if I'm going to have, I'm in such a rush. I don't know if I have time to say the things I like to say. Umaparlos alay atif gazu. Such a shlachta atifa, such a weak talus, my atifa, what I'm doing now. I didn't say anything. I came running into shul like this. I'm late. I didn't have a chance to prepare. This atifa that I'm going to do, this wrapping of the talus. V'hina yesh sevivai anoshem. Look, he looks around, he sees there are people over here. Ach, shadaitim komu shevas aleim. They wake up on time, and they come to shul, and they have yishad adaz. They came 10, 15 minutes early. They had slowly, they had a chance to say a couple of kapitel tilim. A little bit, Yishev Adas, they put on a talus, and a chaya, they walked around 30 seconds, a minute, with the atifa, with themselves wrapped. Ba'ani? But me? V'machshav kach, man yemesh agam mocha. And if I'm like this today, then what's going to be with me tomorrow? And what difference does it make anyway what a person like me thinks about? Because anyway, I can't keep my mind on one thing. So this is all a religious bina experience. This is bina. It slips into the pratim, and when you're looking at the details, you're always going to see the stuff is off. That's how it is. The guys that are looking too carefully at the girls, they're single. When they're 48 years old, they're still single. The ones that are looking with a magnifying glass. I'm not just talking about the face. I'm talking about the midas. I'm talking about the midas. You look at somebody like that, a husband looks at his wife, a wife looks at a husband like that, you know, you're going to find stuff. If you're a person lives his whole life like his B'dikas Chametz, so the only thing he doesn't do with B'dikas Chametz is when it comes to B'dikas Chametz, then he does that in 15 minutes. But when it comes to people and friends and so on, he's got a candle and he sits with a spoon and with a feather for 5 hours making a ridiculous comments on this person to see if he's like this, what was he thinking, how come he said this about me, how come she didn't say that. Then you make a ridiculous comments. When it comes to comments, it takes 15 minutes. People who live there, people who live like that, in the Pratim, when you live in the Pratim and you don't like that, again, no one's saying there's not a time to make Cheshbon HaNefesh. Even then, it has to have a Shia, it has to go fast. But when you're making, when it comes time for mitzvah, when it comes time for learning, when it comes time for davening, that's what kills a person. And we have people who by nature are nervous to begin with. You have people like that. Eza Hevda, the bottom of the page, what a big difference. Ben anichtav kaidem asagrayim, between the kind of thinking that was going on before the parentheses, the chachma way of thinking, which is dargas yisro, which is the way that Hashem wants a Jew to think, levein hatevas hakluais b'sagrayim, and the words that are imprisoned in the parentheses, because parentheses themselves make a prison. Also, bina people use a lot of parentheses. You ever notice that? People are with bina, they use a lot of parentheses. You ever see how Rav Kook writes? His sentences are 4 pages long. They're like, whew. His Rav Kook's sentences are like an ocean. He only ends them because, I guess, you know, he ran out of ink or something, or the paper was finished. But Rav Kook's sentences, and people are not used to it, they're saying, no, you're not allowed to write like that. You have to stop. You have to make parentheses and commas and periods. Rav Kook was just, it's like a wind, a beautiful, like just, it just keeps on blowing and going and doesn't stop. Bina people have always parentheses and brackets and parentheses in the brackets, in the parentheses, in the brackets. Not to say sometimes that's, of course, that sometimes that's necessary, depending on what you're writing and how you're trying to convey a point. But I'm talking more about a way of thinking. That there are people who their entire lives they're imprisoned in parentheses. It's never the inyan. It's always the parentheses. Because what's parentheses? Parentheses is like saying, oh yeah, also there's a certain inyan here. I mean, I don't know what the halach is when something gets parentheses or doesn't. I don't remember that class. Like, when is it parentheses not? But we understand what it means parentheses. Parentheses is like, it's not the ikker, it's like a tafel. It's not the main thing, it's a side thing. But there are people whose whole lives are always in parentheses. They never get to the thing. It's always the inyan in the inyan. It's always the inyan in the inyan. It's never the thing. The Netziv, if you look in the Netziv embraces, he talks to the Netziv about what happened when Adam ate from the Eitz HaDaas, the tree of knowing. If you look then in the Netziv, he writes about how until he ate from the tree of knowing, Adam HaRishon wasn't thinking about himself. Now how he came to eat from the tree, that's not for now. But before he ate from that, he wasn't thinking about what kind of an Oved Hashem he is or what kind of an Oved Hashem he's not. Only after he ate from the tree, then he was thrown into a world of chitzonius. And the world of chitzonius It's how am I Ovid Hashem right now? What I think the Nesiv called Das Atzmai. Das Atzmas. In other words, instead of it being thinking about Elokus, it was thinking, what does this do for me? Like, what am I getting out of this? What is this accomplishing for me? What does God think of me? All of these machshavas. So the Nesiv says that before he ate from the tree, he didn't think like that. That the change that took place by eating from the tree was that instead of thinking of the whole picture and myself in this whole amazing mitzvah of Hashem, instead the focal point was shifted and man became the center of his universe. That was the nefila that Nitziv says of the Eitz Hadas. Man became the center of his own thoughts. Until that time he wasn't the center of his thoughts. He became the center, so it's very hard for us to think outside of ourselves. He's going to give examples of this. Daigas Hesach Das, Yebram, next page. Yizgalgalu hihurim zoichalim eila, v'yemoidu kiba'oshem. He said, let's try to throw away these kind of thoughts, the ones that are in the parentheses. Let them melt and let them evaporate like smoke. Let's not give them any credence or strength. Not to occupy our minds with these kind of thoughts. I'm late, and what happened? That doesn't mean you should be late. You should be on time. But not to think about them, and not to get into a milchama, not to get into a war with these kind of thoughts. Yetushim ktanim hema. These are like little mosquitoes. Vehechal mifuar, in a magnificent palace. That's what these kind of thoughts are. When you're davening and when you're learning, you're doing a mitzvah. They're like little mosquitoes. Little mosquitoes in a magnificent palace. But there are people who will be in the most beautiful palace in the world, and they'll only see the mosquitoes. And they get completely into the immune of the mosquitoes. That's the parentheses. Timotzei hamachshav v'mitzias ruchanis kvua v'kayemes. Instead, put your thoughts into that mitzias that is there. It's real. It's kvua v'kayemes. V'sham yiha adam kulo. And that's where you will be, in those thoughts. Kach yigash el ha-tfilin. That's how you approach your tfilin. And that's the schus that we have. Every single one of us. We're Jews. This is how we have to live. Every single moment of our lives. To be thinking about that toiv, that reality of that moment of life. That it's a moment of life, but I do a mitzvah, I think of Hashem, and it becomes something which is forever. If you have some inyan that you want to punish yourself because you came late for shul, or you want to punish yourself for some other things that you've done wrong in your life, don't pay attention to that at that time. You can make a cheshbon later on, but you don't deal with that stuff now. Thoughts that are holy. Thoughts of connecting and being attached to the simple reality of ruchnis in your life. Boz eila acha eila. One can follow, one of these kind of thoughts can come after another one. The karchel she Yehudi, it's within the strength of each Jew to think this way. The nasais hadukais boy, and they become attached to you. Ki yosei, like a peg, like a nail. Hamachabrei tamid ala kedusha, that attaches you always to kedusha. That's how you live. The rimus dargas yisrael b'chol ha'olam is, and attaches you to the great exalted level of the Jewish people of Am Yisrael, not the fault that you see in this Jew and that Jew, but the mitzvahs haruchanis of what a Jew is. So it's the same thing. You meet a yid, and the yid is not acting in a nice way. Okay, you either have a bina. Way of looking at that person, which would be to get stuck on the negative details of what that person is saying and how he's acting, or You could try to be mizdabik to the mitzias that's in front of you. What's that mitzias in front of you? The mitzias in front of you is there's a yid. He's a descendant of Avraham Avinu. That this person has inside of him a chelikal coming out. It's a mitzias. It's not a beauty contest that's being voted. That's the mitzias. He's a yid. He said something he shouldn't have said. He's not acting in a nice way. Say that. But that's not the mitzias ruchanis that's in front of you. The mitzias ruchanis in front of you. Imagine we just thought about children. Forget about strangers. Just our own kids. Your own kid, you see, the kid's acting up, is acting like this. So you see, well, you're the yid, and the yid is not firm, whatever it is. So who do you see in front of you? If it's a question of being, the same way you look at yourself as being light, you look at that person as being light. But you're usually harder on other people than yourself. And you look at him as being like this, and look at him as being like that. If you look at it with moch of chachma, this is what I was talking about on Shabbos, the need of the Seder, some of you were there. If you look at the entirety, if you look at the whole thing in the Seder of what Hashem is Baruch made, where does this Jew come from? Yeah, he's angry, he's acting up, he's not acting so nice. Where does he come from? Where does this person come from? I'll tell you, Mordechai Gemaisa, I saw, and I have to remember to tell this over to the Olam when on Shabbos, the Yom Tov, right now I remember it. I used to be able to remember. I don't know if I'm going to remember it tomorrow, but right now I remember. So there was a yid that was, there was a fellow that was a well-to-do guy, not a big viewer, but he was a well-to-do guy, that he didn't miss a minyan, he didn't miss Tehillah B'Tzibur for over 20 years. Never missed a Tehillah B'Tzibur for over 20 years. He had a record going like that. It's like the Lou Gehrig of davening. He didn't miss. So he was going out to Israel, and he didn't want to daven on the airplane. Was coming to Israel. He had to get to a family chasana, and he was late. He was worried about the airplane was delayed coming in, and he had to get to wherever it was. Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim. He was in a big hurry, and he didn't want to daven on the plane. He'll chop a marv by the chasana or something, whatever. It happened that already he got there, and things were labored, and he was dancing, and he forgot that he didn't have marv. So he's going to sleep, he's in a hotel, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then he didn't have marv. Okay, so another person will wash his hands, and get up, and you wash, and you go down in the room. He hasn't missed a minyan in 20-something years. So he doesn't know what to do. He goes, he's over there in Yerushalayim somewhere. He goes to the street, look, you know. There's only a couple of, like, shikarim, like, you know, one or two homeless people that are sleeping on the street. There's no one there. It's 3:30 in the morning. Whatever. So even over there, you know, in Zechon Yaakov, there's nobody there. So listen to this. He had an idea. An Ein fell. He called up and he ordered 9 taxis. 9 guys. He says, come to the Stiebloch. Every taxi driver and answers almost what that is. Come to the Stiebloch. And he says, and they all get to these guys, and he has a few yarmulkes that he found on the tables. And anyway, these guys all have yarmulkes in their cars, and he said, put on the meter. You know, keep the meter going. We're going to daven marv. I need to daven marv. Just put on the meter. The guy says, Mechavad. All the guys in the taxi driver says, Mechavad. They're very, take your time. You can stay for Neila. Stay for Shachris. The meters are all running. It said in the safe that each was already over 100 shekel. Until this, because they're already running when they came. And then it's running during marv. So these guys, this cute little minion is davening there. And the yid told over the mice, this fellow that did it. He said that when he was finished, he took out a lot of bills, and he said not one of the drivers accepted. They said absolutely not. Not one of the drivers agreed to take a penny. He said such a mitzvah you did, that you had such an idea that you want to miss davening. Not one of these, and these are some of these guys were like, you know, they're not running to minyan, you understand? That one, he said, would take a penny. He said, for them, it was the biggest kavod. You hear my son like this? I read this in the sefer, I started to cry. I was thinking, what? Who could understand what a yid, the kedusha of a yid? And it's not like, it was so posh to them. That it was that money, like he took out the money, and they look, ah, all this, yeah, and they start to live from that. It was to make a minion for a Jew. It's the biggest kavod. And who would we think these Jews are? If it wouldn't be 3:30 in the morning in Zichron Moshe, and you'd see one of these guys, you know, with his standing in front of with a falafel dripping all over him, and yelling at somebody that and throwing his suitcase out of the car on the highway or something. I had that happen to me once. So who is he? 3:30 in the morning, he goes, and it's not so easy to mivater on 100 shkolim plus for these guys. That's not so easy. These are not wealthy guys. That's a big amount of money. Not even a havamina to take a penny from such a thing. I can't understand. So you see a Jew in front of you. If you look at him with bina, so you see the tchin and the chumah dripping, and you see this guy with a mouth and he's got an attitude and all this different stuff. But then the mitzias, there's a mitzias of elokus. A mitzias of elokus is not an idea. Is a shtik yid. He's a metzias of elokus. He's a Jew. It's a metzias of elokus, mamish. Enclosed in a physical body, in bosav adam. How does one get to that? How do you find that? But that's not for now. That's not what I'm talking about. How do you get to that point? It's not so hard. It's not so hard. It's not so deep down. It's right underneath the skin. But it's there. It's a mitzvah of a yid. The story is so impressive on so many levels that the guy thought of it. It's not just that it was a clever chap, that he had this idea, and that for him it was kedai to spend 1,000 shkolim like that. That's very impressive itself. Because he was an einus, he could have said, no, what could I do? Now it's 3:30 in the morning, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, what am I going to do? That itself is beautiful, but it's beautiful from the drivers, beautiful. But there's also something beautiful about the fact that a yid knew that he could do such a thing, that you could call 9 other Jews that you never met in your life and you might never ever meet again in your life, and you're gonna get together over there at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're gonna get together and you're gonna say v'hu rachum yichapim v'yashkus, that they'll all know how to say the words. It's not in American America. They don't even know what. But these guys don't know how to say the words. And that he knew that there's such a mitzvah as a yid. Okay, he was expecting, he wanted to give them money, he thought they were going to take money for their time. But there was a mitzvah of a yid like that. Mitzvah of a yid. That's what it is. I was reading when the bomb went off last week, I was reading the paper. There was a yeshiva bocha that was on fire. You heard about that? It was right across the street from the Tachan HaMerkazi, by the Binyanei HaUma. So there was a yeshiva bacha whose leg, the pants, everything caught on fire. He's running, he's screaming, a yeshiva bacha. And there were teenagers, chilonim, non-religious chaver. They went there and they took off their shirts and they started holding him and knocking out the fire and they were carrying him. You know how these two would be fighting if it wouldn't be that. They'd be mamish, like, you know, arguing with each other. It's not like an inyan of achdus. It's a mitzias of a kiss. Jews, when all the narishkeit, it's because then there's no narishkeit. It's a mitzias of a kiss. He's a yid. The same as me. I don't like him because how come he doesn't go to the army? I like him. I don't like this guy because how come he doesn't eat kosher? Whatever it is. It's a mitzias of a kiss. That's the reality. When a person is able to lift himself up, that's how the tzaddikim look at Jews. When a person goes up to a place and thinks in chachma of what the mitzias is, and doesn't get into these machshavas of bina. Bina is good for learning about Gemara. It's good for dissecting a Rashi and for learning a Taisus. And even then, you have to be careful, like learning by Rav Kook, and as it turned out, to get too carried away. That's just something else. But to touch up a human being, a yid. and to be able to daven. That's what it means. You could live a life where you're always connecting to the kedusha of Avraimus Dargis Yisrael B'chalaylumus, the exalted level of Jews. How a Jew is in all worlds this same guy that is not even from whatever, but in the oilumus this person's a yid, and he comes from what he is, and the roimus of a yid, the greatness of a Jew. B'yada ha-bechir b'chol eis, a person has free choice every moment of his life. L'kras Shabbos, or l'kras Tzadik, when he comes to Shabbos, or when he has the schus to be by a Tzadik, l'kras Torah, when he's learning a piece of Torah, l'kras Ha'oros or Hashem Yisbo, b'chol matzav, chayim sh'orev, whatever it is, any moment of his life. What's the choice that you have? What's the choice that we have? Im lo hashes maichai el ha'ikra ha'nachayin, to turn your mind to the main point, to the thing, to the seder, to turn your mind to that, or la tafel, or to get lost in the details in the tafel. Hamarvich b'neikah, like we were once talking about a few years ago, how the Alter from Slobodka said that, and then his Talmud Rav Hutton used to talk about that. You go to a chasna. It's happened to me a few times because I'm running from one place to the next. I go to the chasna and I went over to St. Maztov to the whatever, the machut, and this machut, and I go, and then I go back to the car and I say to myself, I never said Maztov to the chasna. I never said Maztov to the chasna kal. I don't know the chasna kal. I know the parents. And I'm back in the car. I said, I never said anything to the chasna kal. Nothing. And you could be a chasna, and everything is gewaldig, and it's $100,000 this, and $200,000 that, and there's a guy, you know, sometimes you walk the wedding, there's a guy at the door that plays the violin. You ever have that? I don't know what the pshat was that. I don't know. You know, but you have your walking play. Sometimes you walk in the door, there's a guy with a violin. I don't know what that is over there. Why he stands at the door with a violin? Okay, so that's another few $100 to have the guy standing over there. So it feels like it's supposed to be a chasna. It feels like it works like a levaya. I don't know. It's strange. But they saw that also a few times. They walk in with a violin. So, and they sometimes put together the violin. They make him with a kapata. He goes in a whole, you know, fancy tuxedo or something. So you come to the chasna. You're looking to see what's the menu and what did they make and what the flower arrangements is. The whole thing is there. The only thing that you're not thinking about is having a mekudeshes, right? Most of having mekudeshes. That's like. They have to say the chasna kali request that you turn off the cell phone. That's the chasna kali request. To please turn off your cell phone during the chuppah. Why do you need? It's a good thing they say that, and even then they go off. But why do you have to make such a request? It's just because who's thinking about the chasna kali? The family, the grandparents. Usually, look at the grandmother. That's a nice thing. If you want to go to chasna, the best thing is to get a bird's eye view of a grandmother, right? You know, that's the best thing to see at the chasana. Just look at Bubi. Because if you want to see who's thinking about the chasana, you look at Bubi. When I was at the chasana yesterday, and the grandmothers, the grandparents were all survivors, you look at their faces, and you're not just looking at them. Looking at they have a lot of memories, these people. And you're looking at the face of the Bubi. Ah, that's the chasana. You don't see the Bubi on a BlackBerry. Oh, she hasn't got her BlackBerry yet. She's sitting like this. Look at the face of a woman when she's looking at the chasna kal. And what kind of machshavas she has of chasna. No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said once before. I know that somebody got very upset. So sent an email or something. I made a little bit of fun of how everybody said all these tefillas now. They hand that on cards. So half these cards end up on the floor. They give out these cards at chasnas. It's also bina, not chachma. So it sounds like I'm saying something that's terrible, but I want you to understand what I mean by that, why I'm not a big fan of that stuff. It's also not the chasana. It's also fazich, for davening. You're davening for chasana kal. Let's say a couple of words to the Bar Eilam. They should be happy to 120. But it's not, it's also something else. There was never a thing like that. The Yidden did that by Chasnas now. To get out with cards and to all this. It's never before. I'm not saying it's not fair, obviously. And no one should think that I'm saying that you can't do that. If you like to do that, because it's certainly better than looking at your emails. Looking at emails or females. Either one. It's certainly better to be davening. But is that the whole Indian? It's also the Harem Gudeshesli, Chasna Kala, whatever. Machshavas of the Metzias. You know what a chup is? It's a Maimon HaSinai. It's Yichud Shabichu Shchintei Mamish. It's the Yichud of the Shem Havayu, the Shem Alef Dalun Lud Yud. Mamish, the biggest Yichud in the world. See, so say something to Hashem's Baruch Hu, Shitaki, Mashpia, Big Chef, and all the Zaydas and Babas that are coming from the Olamas, from the higher world, that they should make the Tziyoshev, Chasna Kala, and so on. To say a few words. But to make it into something that it's not is also not an answer. It's also from Bina. So the other person, you're on a higher level of Bina. The other person there got lost in the wedding gowns and in the flowers and the music and then the performance, the concert, they make now. Got lost in all of that stuff. So you got lost in Tehillim. You're on a higher Madrega, but you're still lost. It's also being lost. It's not the Tachlis. I never saw that the tzaddikim has. I never saw by tzaddikim that they had sit there with the tilum by chuppah. I never saw by tzaddikim, by rabbis, that they would sit there with tilum during the chuppah. I never saw. I've seen tzaddikim sit with their eyes closed. I've seen. I never saw taking out books and reading tilum during the chuppah. I believe that's a total American invention. Which again, it's a better thing than other things that people might do. So it's an improvement. But it's not, I'm saying it's not the tachlis. The tachlis is chasm kala. It's the yichud of chasm kala. And if you see this, and now what happened in Megos, so now there are dances. The dances don't have to be the chasm either. Right? Then the family, this one family goes here, this family goes there, this one goes there. And the only thing is that it's all within a circumference of 10 feet. And that's the whole thing. But they're different circles. Different circles. You understand, because that's the side's friends, and that's that side's friends. And you could knock your elbow onto the chasm, knock off his glasses and his teeth, and you wouldn't even know to apologize. What do you have to do with this? Is that the chasm? And my bar mitzvah, there was a guy who was playing the violin, or an instrument, or something, and he was on a stage, and I was singing my friends. I was the mitzvah boy. And I was sitting on the stage, underneath, he was on the stage, and he was playing, and I was sitting with my friends, and I was untying the guy's shoelaces. I was the Mr. Boy, I was right next to him, I was untying his shoelaces. He kicked me in the head. He knocked my yarmulke off, he kicked me in the head. And then someone told me that's the mitzvah bracha. So he came to apologize to me. He said, don't tell your parents. He said, don't tell you. I said, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know you're the mitzvah bracha. I said, all right, I'm not going to tell on you. He said, please don't tell him. He kicked me in the head. He gave me a good knap. Right? Well, I was untying his shoelaces. He gave me a big thing in the head. my bar mitzvah. So what? He said, mitzvah bracha is an afkimin. He's got one thing in his head. He's got to play music. He's getting, what in those days, whatever it was, $250. I don't know what it was, $200 getting for the whole gig. And this kid is messing with my shoelaces. There's nothing else. He doesn't care. Then he found out, oh, it's a bar mitzvah bracha. So then there's a problem. But until that time, it's an afkimin. Bar mitzvah, not bar mitzvah. But that's how we live. In the pratim, and not in the bigger picture. And it could even be a real religious way. You saw that. It could be even a religious way. It could be in a religious way. Okay, that's our shabbat. We'll try to finish the parak next week.